Mycket välkomna till Karlaplanstudion, där vi ikväll har verkligt fina gäster. Vi ska börja på en gång, och jag säger bara det att vi här har besök av John, George, Paul och Ringo, The Beatles!
Thank you very much. That was a song from our first LP, and we'd like to sing a song called From Me to You. One, two, three. Da, 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 da.
Just call on me, and I'll send it along with love from me to you.
Thank you. And now we'd like to sing a song from our new LP. released in November. The song's called Money.
And we'd like to carry on with a number by an American group called The Miracles. It's called You've Really Got a Hold on Me.
Thank you. Now we'd like to sing our new record, She Loves You.
Should be.
Thank you very much. So, thank you. Well, this will be the last one from us. We'd like to sing Twist and Shout.
Are you really playing good music, or is it just because you forgot to have a haircut that you have become so popular?
Well, we sometimes ask that ourselves, but we don't know the answer, you know. You might. Do you know it?
I most certainly do not.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
World that can get the response that they have. Whenever they come on, the response is unlike that of any other group in the world. They're the greatest.
A typical self-confident yet very well-informed 14-year-old American boy. Just listen to what he has to say about John Lennon.
He does most of the songwriting with McCartney. He's probably the most intelligent, the most well-spoken. And I like the way he acts in public. Press conferences and stuff, he always seems to be the one who's able to make the best off-the-cuff statements. Because the way he speaks, he's got an eloquence that isn't eloquent.
I agree with my brother, I don't know mostly what he's talking about.
John, let's have an assessment now of your feelings about the initial concert in Shea Stadium.
Well, it was marvellous. It was the biggest crowd we ever played to.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Even counting Australia?
Yeah, anywhere in the world. It was the biggest live show, I think, anybody's ever done, yeah, he told us.
Yes, sure.
And it was fantastic, you know. And it was just great. They could almost hear us as well, even though they're making a lot of noise, because the amplification was...
It was very good, actually. I must confess, I could only distinguish about three of the numbers, which I happen to know and could hear.
Yeah, well, the well-known ones you can pick up.
That's right, yeah. Did you do anything that you don't normally do in concerts?
We did I'm Down, so, you know, because I did the organ on the record, I decided to play it on stage. The first time, I didn't really know what to do because I felt naked with that guitar, so I was doing old Jerry Lee, was putting my foot on it, and George couldn't play for laughing. You know, I was doing it for a laugh, but, you know, the kids didn't really know what I was doing. I was just jumping about in the organ. I only played about two bars of it.
Yeah. A lot of people have been asking me to ask you this. Do you still get a sort of big kick out of the performance even now?
Yeah, it's just the same. You know, you forget who you are. Once you plug in and the noise starts, you're just a group playing anywhere again. You forget that, you know, your Beatles or what your records are. You're just singing.
Good, great.